Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day 18 of our series, 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist. In today's program, we'll be talking about how you can further your education in cosmetic science. We get a wide range of experiences who participate and ask questions on Chemist Corner. One area that is frequently asked about is education. People want to know the type of background they need, how they can further their cosmetic science formulating education, and what programs are the best to take. We'll cover that and more in today's show. After listening to today's program, you should have a good idea about some of the things you can do to improve your educational background to make yourself a more valuable cosmetic chemist. Of course, you're already doing that by listening to this series, and if you've made it through this 18th show, congratulations to you. Since this is a question I get asked a lot, let's begin with the question of what education level you need to become a cosmetic chemist. The answer really does depend on your goal. If it is your goal to become a cosmetic chemist working in industry, then the minimum education background you need is a college degree in science, such as chemistry, chemical engineering, or biology. Of these, chemistry is the most relevant and will give you the best chance of getting a formulating job. But if you have a burning desire to be a formulator, pretty much any science degree can at least get you an interview. I've worked with a formulator who had a degree in anthropology. You do need a college degree if you want to be a formulator, but if you are satisfied to work in the cosmetic lab as a technician, you may be able to get the position with an associate's degree in chemistry or biology. Now, if working in industry is not your goal and you simply want to learn how to formulate cosmetics, then you don't really need a college degree. There is nothing about formulating cosmetics that requires a college degree. It's really a skill that can be learned by anyone with a desire to learn. Of course, you'll need a way to obtain chemicals, lab equipment, and an understanding of how to put formulas together, but these are things you can learn or acquire in other ways. If your desire is to make cosmetics yourself, that can be learned without a college degree by taking a program like our Practical Cosmetic Formulating course. You can actually sign up for that. Go to chemistcorner.com/members, and you can find out more information about our 9-module course. Finally, if it is ultimately your goal to start your own cosmetic line, you don't even need to know how to formulate. You can hire people to make the products for you while you focus on the business of marketing and selling products. Success in the cosmetic industry is much more about marketing than it is about how your products are formulated. But let's assume that you want to be a cosmetic chemist and you want to have a job in the cosmetic industry. As I said, the minimum requirement for this is getting a 4-year college degree. However, there are many other options for increasing your education about cosmetic science. These include programs ranging from 4-year university degrees to 1-hour online seminars. For the rest of the program, I'll go through the options that are available right now. We'll begin with the advanced cosmetic science degrees. Now, some people ask about getting a PhD in cosmetic science, but as far as I know, there are currently no PhD-level programs for cosmetic science. However, there are a number of master's degrees that you can get. Here are some of the most popular. The University of Cincinnati has a master's-level online degree program focusing on design, evaluation, and control of cosmetic products. It is a nationally acclaimed Master's of Science in Pharmaceutical Science with emphasis in cosmetic science. Lectures are offered asynchronously over the internet to accommodate the work and travel schedules of people who wish to take the course without distracting them from their current employment. So if you have a job, this is really an excellent option. You can do most of the work online, but the program does require you to visit Cincinnati on a few occasions to take exams and to defend your thesis. Fairleigh Dickinson's University's School of Natural Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Science with a concentration in cosmetic science. According to the program's website, this concentration, the first of its kind in New Jersey, was started in 1982 with the support and approval of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. Today, FDU's cosmetic science program continues to fulfill the need of those responsible for creating commercial products in the cosmetics, toiletries, and fragrance industry. It enables practitioners to learn the latest advances in their field and helps students to develop advanced skills that can lead to senior assignments in the cosmetic industry. This is a popular program primarily because of its location, so close to numerous companies that offer jobs to cosmetic scientists. We had an interview on one of our earlier podcasts with Steve Herman, who is one of the professors and lecturers at the FDU program. Long Island University offers a Master's of Science in Pharmaceutics. The graduate program in cosmetic science provides an appropriate blend of coursework in the areas of chemistry, pharmacology, toxicology, microbiology, and pharmacy. These disciplines are coupled with their applications to the development and formulation of cosmetic products and will serve to help the student to function more effectively in the cosmetic industry. Rutgers in the U.S. has an MBS Personal Care Science program. According to them, the goal of the program is to educate students in the essential skills and tools relevant to the personal care, cosmetics, consumer health products, pharmaceutical, and specialty chemical industries. Students are taught the fundamentals and applications of personal care chemistry, food science, process engineering, and science, and they receive training in finance and accounting, marketing, communication and leadership, management of science and technology, ethics, and entrepreneurship. Another good choice based on its close locale to hiring companies. Many students get jobs, then they get their advanced degree while working because a lot of times your company will pay for your schooling. The University of Toledo offers an undergraduate degree program in cosmetic science. This is a great opportunity for anyone who is starting school and knows that they want to get into the cosmetic industry. Outside of the U.S., there are a number of other college-level programs. Singapore Polytechnic has a diploma in perfumery and cosmetic science. The curriculum for this course focuses on teaching students the fundamentals of chemistry before they embark on subjects that have strong emphasis on application. Areas of application such as sensory training for perfumery, fragrance creation, formulation of cosmetic products, cosmetic science, as well as the marketing and business aspects in these disciplines will be some of the topics covered in their curriculum. An excellent choice if you're in that area of the world. De Montfort University in the UK offers a pharmaceutical and cosmetic science BS. The program provides knowledge and skills about formulation, manufacture, and evaluation of products in the pharmaceutical, cosmetics, and toiletries industries. It is delivered by a team of subject experts, and the courses are designed in the first year to deliver subjects such as chemistry, biochemistry, and microbiology, which give you the scientific background. Formulation through a comprehensive course in compounding and process technology are also introduced. This does require about 3 to 4 years of full-time study to complete. Also in the UK is a program by the London College of Fashion. Here you can achieve a Bachelor of Science in Cosmetic Science. This is a full-time undergraduate level program that is designed to take 3 to 4 years to complete. This course is good if you wish to enter the industry as a formulating scientist in research and development. Although you will be equipped to pursue a variety of careers in the cosmetic, toiletry, and perfume industry, for example, in product manufacturing, marketing, and technical sales. It is sponsored by the Cosmetics, Toiletries, and Perfumery Association, the CTPA, which is a regulatory or a self-regulatory body about the cosmetic industry in the UK and in the EU. Monash University in Australia offers a Bachelor of Pharmaceutical Science. Here you can learn how to formulate, design, and evaluate pharmaceuticals. The formulation science and chemistry knowledge graduates gain makes them suited for careers developing cosmetics, food, agriculture, chemicals, veterinary products, paints and inks, and many other such consumer goods. So if you're in Australia, Monash University is a place to try out. In India, they have the Samawar Academy Education Society. They offer a 4-year Bachelor of Cosmetic Technology. The course gives training in cosmetic formulation, manufacturing, analysis, and marketing. Industrial training and educational tour are two essential components of the course. To graduate in cosmetic technologies, you can get a job in production, marketing, R&D in cosmetic companies. The program was set up to help people get jobs in the cosmetic industry. In France, they have the EFCM program. They offer a limited number of students the opportunity to learn fragrance and cosmetic formulating. They have a 2-year program that allows you to achieve a Master's of Science in Fragrance and Cosmetics, or an MBA. Also in France is a program offered by the Institut Supérieur International de Parfum, or the ISIPCA, in perfumery, cosmetics, and food flavoring. These courses are in French, so that may be a limitation for some people, but for other people, it's an advantage if you know the language. I'm certain that there will be more programs in the future, but any of the ones listed can help in advancing your cosmetic science knowledge pretty much wherever you are in the world. While a certified university degree may be the best for your CV or resume to learn practical cosmetic formulation information, there are more focused and less expensive options. I'll cover some of those next. First, there are live classroom short courses offered by the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. These continuing education courses are taught around the United States, but mostly focused in the New York, New Jersey area. Topics include all types of things relevant to the cosmetic industry, including formulation, emulsions, surfactants, regulations, process engineering, and more. Actually, I teach a few courses, including the beginning cosmetic chemistry course, a practical product development course, and a natural cosmetic formulation course. You can see the SCC website for schedule and information. Next, you can frequently find one-day seminars or informative courses given in conjunction with trade shows. For example, the In Cosmetics trade show, which happens yearly, holds seminars, workshops, and demonstrations for attendees. This is a great place to learn specific, applicable information. Cosmetics and Toiletries magazine holds a yearly seminar on cosmetic science with specific topics. These one-day or two-day seminars are a great way to further your education quickly. They are also great places to meet others in the field and network. It's difficult to find all of the courses available in this manner, but keeping up with our website, the SCC, and the IFSCC is a great place to start. Of course, not everyone can physically attend classes due to time and money concerns, so there are a number of online courses that can help you learn to be a better cosmetic chemist. There is the Practical Cosmetic Formulation course, which is our very own program designed to introduce students to all aspects of the cosmetic industry with a focus on formulation. This 5-month program includes 9 modules, which are done online and can be completed anywhere in the world that has internet access. Including membership to a cosmetic science discussion forum, monthly conference calls, and direct access to the instructor. That's me, so if you're in this course, you can send me an email. I'll answer whatever questions that you have. We also have a course focused specifically on formulating natural cosmetic products, which many people have found beneficial. If you want more information about these courses, go to chemistscorner.com/members. There is also the Diploma in Cosmetic Science by Distant Learning. This one is produced by the Society of Cosmetic Chemists out of the UK. The course is modular in construction, giving a flexible learning pattern, but is expected to be completed within 1 year, though students may defer examinations until the second year. In Australia, the Institute of Personal Care Science has a Diploma in Personal Care Development, Promotion, and Formulation. According to the Institute, the programs are industry-approved training for cosmetic formulators, marketers, and personal care professionals of tomorrow. Diplomas are offered nationwide through distance education, so you can study to improve your career opportunities at a time and place that suits you. With the support of cosmetic industry professionals assisting you the entire way during your course. Special Chem for Cosmetics offers e-training courses. They have a variety of cosmetic science topics such as silicones, natural ingredients, emulsions, makeup, etc. Webinars are typically 90 minutes long with a 30-minute question and answer session that you can participate in. They are also taught by industry experts who have a number of years of experience. Then there is the Center for Professional Advancement. They offer cosmetic research and development training. They have both live classroom and online training options. The courses run from 1 to 5 days in length, including discussions, case studies, and group exercises, and they're taught by industry leaders who share their knowledge in an enthusiastic and interactive manner. I'm not sure if they're as enthusiastic or interactive as me, but you can still check those out. So there you have it, a number of options for you to advance your cosmetic science knowledge and career. And while these programs are great, you can also learn a lot just by attending cosmetic science-focused meetings like those put on by the Society of Cosmetic Chemists, by participating in forums like the one on Chemist Corner, and by keeping up with the latest news in industry. You should never stop learning, and don't pigeonhole yourself into only subjects which you directly use on your job. You never know when your job will vanish, and you'll need to become knowledgeable in other formulation areas to get another job. Learn about all aspects of formulating so you can become a complete cosmetic chemist. Today's challenge. For today's challenge, I challenge you to find a program or course that you can take to improve your knowledge of cosmetic formulating for the cosmetic industry. This could be our own practical cosmetic formulating course or any other things we talked about in this program. Take the time and research the program from which you want to learn. Then, go do it. Also, you can help other listeners of this show by going to the comments sections of today's show notes and leaving a link to a cosmetic program, maybe which we didn't mention in today's program. Now, I've listed all the ones that I know, but there probably are other options somewhere else in the world that I've missed, or maybe a new option has come on board since I've recorded this. I'd love to hear about them and keep them in this place. So go to the show notes today and leave a comment and link to any program that you know of. Well, that's today's program. Thank you again so much for listening. Tomorrow's program will be about the science of surfactants, how they work, what they do, and why a cosmetic formulator needs to know and use them. If you have found this series helpful, please go to the comments section of the show notes and leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Also, be sure to share the program with your friends or colleagues or anyone else you think would be interested. As always, don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or any other podcast playing service that you use. Also, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. Reviews are the way that iTunes uses to rank podcasts, and if ours is ranked higher, more people will be able to find the show. Remember, you can also follow us on Twitter, we're at Chemist Corner, and like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum that I encourage everyone to sign up to and participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating. Just go to chemistcorner.com/cosmeticsciencetalk. Thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.